Hello! Welcome back to Drams for Dummies. I am Brett, and we are going to do something a little different today. I talk about my pantry, my bourbon closet, and that it restricts how much bourbon I can purchase because of the space. But somehow, I don't know, it's magic. When you say that you're going to start a bourbon channel, all of a sudden you feel like, maybe I need to buy this bottle. Maybe I need to buy this bottle. Maybe I need to do this. Some of them is because I really needed to buy that bottle. Some of them is because it just seemed unique. Some of them is because it was just a great deal. So I've ended up with this collection of bottles that are now on the floor of the pantry, and I am literally about out of space. So don't worry. I will find a solution when more great bottles start coming in, or those great samples that you guys are sending, I will make sure I make room for all of that. So we will make the needed space. But so today, I'm going to do something old school that I would have done by myself in the past, and now I'm going to put the camera up and let you guys join me here in the kitchen, and just kind of do a big blind of a bunch of these new bottles, just so I can get scores on them. I talk about my top shelf all the time. And it's got to be over 8.2 to be a top shelf. And so how do I get that score figured out? Well, I usually do it in a solo drink and kind of just score it. But sometimes I do it in blinds. But this time what I'm going to do is recognizing that this glass is going to affect this glass is going to affect this glass and vice versa. I'm going to do them each in a vacuum, so I'm really not going to flip them around and do a bunch of things. I'm really just going to kind of push these out of the way and go one at a time and try to go fast, because I know that I talk a lot, and I know that I sniff a lot, and I swirl a lot, and I twirl a lot, and I get sidetracked like I am right now. But I really just want to kind of get these knocked out, but I kind of want to do them all in a vacuum. But as opposed to doing one and then one and then one, I'm just going to do six together with you guys, and we'll just see what comes out of tonight. The bottles, I will pop them up as I drink them so you know what I'm drinking. I have mixed up all my glasses, so I don't know what I'm drinking. But I've got my very first Angel's Envy bottle. For years when I got into bourbons, I don't know, 10-ish years ago, that was like all the hotness. Angel's Envy was the hotness, and everyone had to get an Angel's Envy. And between the price and just started to hear after a while, mixed reviews or whatever, I was like, I don't need to have it. And then once I became, more of a proof guy, then the proof would bother, was kind of a turn off to me. So, but this is Angel's Envy store pick from, of course, Bubbles. Shout out Bubbles. And so it's 110 proof bourbon, but it is finished in the port barrels. I've had a pull or two off of it. I like it. It's pretty smooth. It's pretty nice. It's got some nice, rich layers in there. So we'll see how it plays as far as is it a top shelfer? I don't know about that, but I'm excited to see how that plays. I've got a Remus straight bourbon store pick from Bubbles as well. And both of those Bubbles picks, I'm picking them up because I'm getting the Angel's Envy at a value. They were doing a $20 off sale on that, so it was like $60 or 60 something bucks for that Angel's Envy. And then the Remus, I keep going down the line like they're here. I'm just kind of going my second glass. But that Remus, I want to say, now I can't remember that one now, but it was, $30-$40 off or something. So you're just like, that's what I tell Aaron, right? You're just like, well, I had to get it. It's a good deal. And I've got a couple others coming up in the rye department than that. So I got a Remus, and I don't have the stats in front of me on that at the moment. I've got the Barrel Batch 35, highly regarded. Both 34 and 35 have been highly regarded. I haven't had a Barrel Batch in a long, long time, so I went ahead and pulled the trigger on that. Felt like that was also kind of a good deal for some reason. It was 70 instead of the usual 90 or whatever. What else do I have? I've got the new James E. Pepper Single Barrel. If you've seen that decanter series, I should just have them here to show you. I don't know why I don't. That's poor planning on my part. I put them away. I have no visuals for you. And I could check the stats. Ah, this is terrible. I should start all over. Nah, whatever. I'll show you guys the pictures. But the James E. Pepper, and it's like, it's all their distillate. I love what the Pepper Distillery is doing. Aaron and I went and visited, did a tour there when we went and did the Bourbon Trail a year or two ago. And so this comes out of decanter, and I had to buy it because the decanter not only looks cool, but it's a replica of the decanter they were using in 1945, which is my father's birthday. And it is just one of those cool decanters where, again, you're seeing it now, but I don't have it in my hand. where it will turn into an infinity bottle. So that'll honor my dad. My other infinity bottle is from 1976, which is my birthday. So there's the kind of symmetry there. And again, I've had this, the pepper is a blend of their four different grains that they do. So it's a malted barley, a malted rye, maybe a regular rye, and I can't remember. Nah, I'll stick it up on the bottom of the screen for you. For the sake of time, we'll keep going. E.H. Taylor single barrel. Had E.H. Taylor before, small batch. It's fine. It's never, to me, been something I would need to go chase or pay $120 for on secondary. But I know that single barrel steps up in a level. I know barrel proof steps up another level. So I was excited to get my hands on this around Christmas. Again, shout out to Bubbles. My first drinks on it were nice, but I'd be very interested to see how it blinds with everything. And then the Holiday Distillery that I adore, they've got a cave finish series where I know kind of like Makers did, the aging in the cooler climes a little bit, the finishing. They did the same thing, took their, I think, 6-year distillate and then stuck it in the cave with some different finish staves and such and barrels. And this is a smoked wood, and I think it's again, I should have the bottle. I'll put it down below. You know, I'll get the graphics up for you. So without further ado, let me get these pushed a little bit out of the way so I don't just destroy them in the middle of this. And let's just get rocking. And my goal for myself and for you guys is, can I get a little faster? I need to get a little faster. Less editing, less just, smell it and make a decision, you know what I'm saying? I don't have any good notes anyway, so why take time? What am I taking time on? Do I like it? Do I not like it? Just if you're curious and if you can hear it, the background music today is Car Seat Headrest radio station on Spotify. Love those guys. And so, I don't have my Spotify up, so I'm watching my mug, which is terrible. Making me not make eye contact with you. Let's see if I break the whole system. Where are we? What are we looking at? Right now we are on. I don't know. Oh, there it is. Soccer Mommy. Your dog loves Soccer Mommy. Anyway, shout out. Hope you guys like that background music. YouTube snagged on my just released episode. YouTube snagged one song. It pulled one song out of the background, but it didn't. Put the kibosh on the video for me, luckily. So I gotta be careful. I got a little loud last time, so I'm kind of keeping it in the background this time. So, all right, gonna give this some, this has got really nice color. I do have two finished bourbons in here. One is the Angel's Envy, and one is, I guess, that Cave series with the smoked kind of stave finish. So this could be, there's a lot of good color on these. So, all right. Ooh, bright, 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 bright. Bright and punchy. It's nice. It's not my favorite nose in the world. But I don't feel like it's... I don't feel like it's necessarily a punch of youth. I feel like it's... It does have, distinct, a lot of wood in it. It could be that smoked series. I'm not going to try to guess them. That's going to take too long. But I do get some smoked notes in there. It's good. It's coming out. This is, and also, I had a bourbon and coke earlier, but I did not do what I should have done and take a pull of. I'm really getting, falling off my game already. I just got this channel started and I'm already like falling apart. I don't have my bottles out here. I didn't take a pull of my Evan Williams or something similar. Oh, I'm out of Evan Williams, that's why. But yeah, so this is going to be the first drink of the day. So this one's going to... Oh, it's changing. It's turning nice. It's my nose is warming up. There's a little grape, some sweetness in there, but there's that spice, that kind of rye spice in there. That's really good. That's got layers. Let's get a little taste and then come back. Okay, first drink, so I'm not going to give it a whole lot of weight. It's okay. And in here, you know, if I were to predict one, two, maybe three of these could be top shelf of the six. And at the same time, if none of them hit top shelf, it wouldn't necessarily shock me. So, not that that should necessarily affect anything, but the palate, it had a nice mouthfeel. It was viscous, it coated, but it didn't do a lot. It felt pretty one note, and that note was a little bit of that sour wood. Yeah, it just kind of an oaky punch, which again could be the smoke. And I'm not a big smoke person, whether it's smoked meats in my barbecue. I like it fine. I'm not, you know, cigarettes. Sorry, not trying to alienate anybody, but I just don't love smoke very much. So why do I have a smoked cave series? Because I went up there to stand in line for the cave series because I needed to get the cave series. They have a smoked and they have a applewood. And then I also got the barrel proof 7-year distillery release from Holiday that day, which is phenomenal. So I like that nose. Okay, I said I was going to go faster. And I also told my wife I wasn't going to drink all of these in one sitting because then I'll be schnockered by glass 4. Neutral Milk Hotel, Two-Headed Boy, great song. This is good. This has got layers. It borders on things I don't like, but it's the way it's kind of pulling them together, it works, and it kind of is a little different every time, which you know I like. Yeah. I'll go with my standard 8 that I give on everything at first. When you're blind, nothing's pulling you in the direction. It just doesn't work or not for you that day. And for some reason, the palette and the finish just aren't really working well for me right now. It's fairly meh. I kind of feel like it's a 7 on the palette and like a 6 on the finish, to make this whole glass a 7. I'm just going to put that to the side, and that's a lot left. So you can tell Aaron I didn't drink my whole glass, but I might come back and drink more at the end, because even though I say I'm going to go faster, you know me. I'm going to take my sweet gosh darn time, and then I'm going to come back and I'm going to change all my scores, because that's just what I do. I should cleanse. I'm trying to use one of a vacuum. Alright, glass 2. We have a 7 so far on the books. Not top shelf. Not top shelf. That nose is still lingering in me. That's what I'm smelling my sleeve for. I'm trying to clear that out. So another thing, I usually try to kind of, they all are bourbons, so I did align that, but I do have 2 finished. I didn't even look at the proofs of these. I feel like they're going to be everywhere from, they're all going to be pretty decent. 100 up to 115 or 20, so they should be about the same proof, but this one is a lot different than the first one. Also very oaky. Maybe that's just my nose today. I had a little weird coughing drink. I had a water mishap earlier. I was drinking water and just, I was like right, actually standing right here, and it just, like, something didn't agree with me and it went flying, and the computer screen has needed a wash, so it got a wash. But I was questioned if it goofed up my whole, like, sinuses and this nose and whatever. I don't know. It's almost like when I play a sport, I'm like, just so you know, my hand hurts, my arm hurts, my leg hurts. I feel like I want to handicap myself already. This is interesting. This is really good. This is one that kind of grapey. It's got a lot of oak, but it's rich. It's got depth. Ooh, it's got some brown sugar, almost molassesy, some kind of burnt notes. This was good. This is one where it's different. Every time I come back, sorry, my spicy. My triple spicy ramen lunch is coming up on me. That's really good. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm. That's really good. I do talk about what you eat that day and having ridiculously, like, just rip your mouth and everything else open ramen a couple hours before you do your tasting is still probably not ideal. I think I'm okay, but it might be messing me up. I feel like it might be messing up my finishes a little bit, but the nose is really nice on this. A little perfuminess in there, whatever that's coming from. Some kind of a rich caramel apple. I like it a lot. I really feel like the first one might be more like a 7.5. And this is a little bit of sour funk in there. It's an 8.5 on the nose. It fills the mouth immediately, and it's immediately like kind of a smooth sweet, kind of that caramel sugary sweet. It's not bright sweet, it's not fruity sweet. It's very traditional, but it's thick and it's viscous. So as soon as it hits your mouth, you're like, that's why I think I made a face. Like, it's like, ooh, it's doing something already, which of course is good. Gets in there, starts doing something. But it doesn't, again, it's not a proofy, punchy thing. I would say this one isn't high proof. You know, it could be 1 to 110, maybe. And again, I just know my range, so I know it's not at the top of it, probably. But it doesn't have a lot of complexity in the palate that I love. It's just real solid and nice. I can go 8, but the finish is a little disappointing. Again, I was wondering if my meal kind of messed up my finish. I'm just going to go 7, which I think knocks that off of the top shelf. Like 8.5 and 8 would be a top shelfer, but then that 7 is going to knock it out of contention. So let's keep rolling. How's your day, by the way? You're just kind of sitting here joining me. I don't have a lot of a shtick for this one. It's just sort of me drinking, which is whatever that is. If you haven't yet, hit the subscribe, please, and hit that notification bell, because I know most of you guys out there, if you're subscribing to this, you're subscribed to 30, 70, 80 other things. So we're getting into a rhythm now. I think I'm trying to get at least one, but trying to get 2 out a week, one interview, you know, one of the, you know, the point of the show, and then one of these kind of videos. But I want you to, and I'm kind of shooting for Monday, Thursdays, but I want you to know when something comes out. So please subscribe. If you're liking it and you've got buddies that are into this stuff, I'd love for you to share it with them. As you know, we're brand new. We're trying to get some momentum going. We need all the help and the shares and the love we can get. And above and beyond that, if you really, really think this is cool and you really, really want this to keep going and you want to join Patreon, at this moment, I don't know if this will be true when this actually comes out, but at this moment, the first non-friend patron I have is going to be a lifetime VIP with name and lights at the end of every episode. And I haven't got that person yet. Now that may, again, we may have figured that out before we get to this, because this won't come out for a little bit, but look at the color on this. And as soon as I hit my nose, this has got to be one of my finishes. This has got to be the barrel or the cave. And I kind of feel like it's the Angel's Envy. But I like it. But it definitely has that. I think this is going to be the Angel's Envy. It's got a woody, barrel-y-ness to it, where it almost could be that smoked secondary, that kind of cave finish. But I feel like this is the port, and it's just so rich and color. That color is so nice. I like that nose though. Finishes can, they're hit or miss for probably all of us, right? The very first kind of, not the first fancy bottle I had, my brother and I would exchange bottles. I think Booker's was like my gateway good bottle. And then he actually got me Old Forester birthday bourbon, but that's a whole different story for a different day. That was so many years ago when he just walked into a store and find it, right? But the first bottle I bought myself that was like fancy was, Bell Mead, and I forgot the name of the series where they do that finishing series, and it was the sherry cask, and oh my gosh, that was so good. So ports and sherries, and they can be hit or miss for me, but when they work right, they really work. So this is really good though. It's got a little bit of that. It's got a little bit of that harsh kind of thin finish in the nose. A little bit of a. I keep saying sour, but a little bit of a. Just that harsh kind of. I think it's that oakiness in there that I don't love at the end. But it changes every time, which is good. I'm going to start 8.5. I think that could, I don't know, it could go down a notch. This could be the smoke. It's got a lot of smoky wood characteristic to it, which now makes me wonder if it's the holiday. And of course, you guys are at home seeing that what's up there, and you're like, "It's the H. Taylor, you dumbass!" And I'm like, "Yeah, I know. I'm a dummy. That's why. I'm a little muted in my voice and my actions because my wife stepped back there. This might be the first episode I've ever shot with her actually in the house. We're doing something new here, but I just felt like it's been snowy and icy, and we've been like snow dayed in, and she's been snow dayed for 3 or 4 days. I just feel like I needed to do something, you know? So I need to taste something for you guys. I'm gonna let it keep its 8.5. It changes every time. I love that. It gets points for being different every time. Sometimes you drink it or smell it and you're like, it doesn't hit you quite right, but the next time you're like, that's awesome. So variables, different, as long as it's usually working, I like. The palate is okay. I feel like I am starting to worry about my palate with the ramen. Everything is just okay. I think this is just what this flight is. It's a bunch of just pretty solid pours, you know. There's no exemplarly. Yeah, I said it right. I feel like that palate is really nice. It's really solid. I'm going to go 7.5 for now. I'm going to probably have to come back. The finish falls off a little bit. The finish does kind of just kind of go away, which sometimes finishes can do that. They can just sort of disappear and leave a little bit of a aftertaste almost that's not lovely. But it's not terrible. I'm going to go 7. What would that be? I don't know. It wouldn't be top shelf. We don't have a top shelf yet. The Growlers. Orgasm of Death. Well, that's a spunky, that's the wrong word to use for what I was going to say. That's a plunky, that's a funky, that's a quirky. Spunky is the wrong word. I was going to say spunky title, but that's too on the nose. This would be a moment that Aaron would say, "You have to edit that. You can't put that in." And I'll be like, "I'll show you." Bright, bright, lively, fun. I said fun, and fun dip popped in my head because it's got that like sweet tart, that fun, you know, fun dip during the Little League baseball games. You know, it's not healthy. A sugar stick, lick it, healthy. Really sanitary and jam it into a bag of sugar crystals. That's what this smells like. Fun dip. This smells like joy. Is that cheesy? Am I warming up? Are my glasses hitting me? It's like my brother talking about fun dip at the Little League game and joy and hot, sweaty bounce houses. Yeah, I usually like a really rich, deep, layered nose. This one is brighter and it's punchier, but it's smooth and it's working and it's fun. It's really good. It's got really good life. I like this a lot. This is Pavement. Zurich is Stained. We'll say Aaron and I flew into Zurich and did a road trip a few years ago, and it's the only place I got honked at. On the whole road trip through 5 European countries, Zurich, twice, the first day and the last day. Screw you, Zurich, that's what I think. Everybody else is like, yeah, whatever, drive the wrong way. Drive in a military zone. Drive in a pedestrian-only sidewalk. I did all those things on that trip. No one honked, they're fine. Zurich, those guys, You know, Swiss, you got to be right on it. And as an American driving in Europe for the first time, I was not right on it. This is really good. This is good. I'm being really nice to my noses tonight. Mmm. Wow. That's the best one so far, I think. Whatever the heck I'm drinking. You guys can see it. Is the music too loud? I don't want YouTube to snag me. This is Big Thief. Oh, Big Thief's so good. But this is good. I'm getting distracted. This is really good. Very unique. The most unique nose, maybe. I like it. Got a little sour milk in there. Do I have any? I don't have any Heaven Hill, so there's no wheat in here. So I definitely have a little sour milk. As I listen to the Neutral Milk Hotel, this is a sour milk hotel. That's really nice. I like that a lot. It's a little one-note-y. I mean, it doesn't seem like it's changing every time I come back to it. But it's bright apples, bright, like maybe some cinnamon back in there. Definitely more of a fruity vibe on this one. We're in those mid-fruits. We're not bright, like citrus necessarily, but we're not down into like the dark, dark, dark. I like it. Maybe a little higher rye on this one. Maybe that's where some of that little bit of funk and bite's coming from. Oh, it is changing a little bit. Oh, it's good. I've been way too nice in these noses. I might have to do a little quick side-by-side just to figure out where my noses actually sit. That was good. That was good. That might be the first one where the finish kind of felt like it took off past the palate and kind of did something extra. Every other palate has been a little bit, or finish has been a little bit of a fall off or a decrescendo for our music people. That one kind of sizzled a little bit. It didn't do anything nuts. It didn't go too crazy, but it might have been, I don't know, I don't want to say better than the palate, but hold on. That's got to be low proof. It's not doing anything bitey-wise. It's all just really pretty darn good. It's all really, that's a crushable, standard, everything you want a bourbon to be. You want to hand someone up and say, this is what bourbon tastes like, and you want them to not get anything, you know, too ethanol-y. You don't want them to get anything too high proof. You just want them to kind of have a nice, easy sipper, but then they get that kind of bourbon profile, that just standard bourbon profile. Whatever's in this glass is that. If I were going to guess it, the Remus or the Pepper? But the Pepper's probably, yeah, probably the Remus or the Pepper, if I was going to guess it. Yeah, a little sour. Did I say that at the beginning, a little sour something? Just because I got too many, they're all 8s and 8.5s in the nose. I'm going to go 7.5, and that's just because I'm being a jerk. And I'm going to go 7.5 on the palate because I'm being a jerk. And then it kind of, what did I say? Well, damn it. I'll be nice, give it the 8, because I know it kind of off the finish. And I'm going to come back to some of these and see what's going on. So here we go. Here's my 6th glass. Thanks for taking this ride with me, guys. This is silly, and who knows how this plays on the old YouTubes, but I get to score a bunch of bourbons, and if I'm going to do it, I might as well film it, right? Wow. That is sugar. That is confectionery. What is that? That is just like a creme brulee with that burnt sugar top, but it's a little bit more pastry in there. We kind of feel like it's really like a cupcake, like a really white sugary cupcake. This is really nice though. It's really smooth. It's not gross sweet, but it's the sweetest of the bunch as far as that goes. That is really nice. It does feel like it's like desserty almost, and it's dark. And I just thought kind of port wine desserty. It doesn't have that kind of richness in there. Wow. And I don't think you can see this at all. The legs on this one are freaking ridiculous. Yeah, this is a viscous, oily, sweet. This is really good. This is like, this might be the most well-rounded, just sort of like, has it all kind of put together pour that we have here. I'm just going to go 8 on the nose. I'm going to try to moderate that. Who smells something and thinks it's bad? I mean, who's ever had a bad nose? I don't know. I need to start finding some bad noses. So good. It's almost like refreshing in the palate, but also still has that viscous sort of weight to it. It's not just like thin and watery, like a wheat or whatever, or a super low proof, but it's not high proof. I mean, this could be the E.H. Taylor. I don't know. It could be 100 proof, but it's just super well balanced and really focused. It just has a really nice presence in the mouth. Again, I love a ride. It's not giving me a ride, but it's full and rich. I'm going to make that a 9 in the palate, which is a high number. Oh, I gave another 9 earlier. But then the finish, it's fine. It falls a little bit. 8. This would be another top shelfer. Okay, it's reveal time. So this is fun. You guys know what I was drinking the whole time. You've made your own notes about why I'm an idiot and why I don't know what I'm talking about. And I 100% agree. Drinks for dummies. High five. Now I get to see what the hell I was drinking. So let's go from worst to first. Glass 1, I think, was universally always the worst. And it was a 6.8 overall. And it is... That's AA. Oh, no! That makes me really sad, actually. That's the James Pepper. But again, I bought it because... This is so much of what we do in this world, right? Is it's romantic, it's an emotion, it's a moment. I'm getting emotional right now. Like, my wife and I went to this distillery. We love this distillery. I love what they're doing. I think if you see James E. Pepper stuff on the shelf and you haven't tried it yet, you should definitely do it. But also, like, this was the decanter that is awesome looking, and you've seen the picture now, so you know. And it's 1945, so it's my dad's birthday. So this was a purchase truly from emotion of like, I had a memory with my wife in Lexington, Kentucky, and it's my dad's birthday. I got to buy this bottle. But it wasn't even that expensive, so I'm not even sad about that. But a 6.8 is not a strong finish for the James A. Pepper. So, boo and sad. I will make my notes later on about what that all means. Well, what's next? 7.2, glass 3 was... I gotta think about what... Oh, the Holiday Cave. You guys know, and put in the comments right now, because I've been just drinking and talking. I think I may have called this out. If I did... First of all, if I did... You have to subscribe. And you gotta like maybe be a patron and share with your friends. Like, I maybe know what I'm doing. I don't think I do because I'm an idiot. I'm a dummy. That's why it's called Drams for Dummies. But I think I got the smoke. I think I got all that on this, but I don't remember. It's been a long time ago. But 7.2, that is the Holiday Cave series. Not my favorite, but I don't love smoke. What came next? Oh, we had a tie for the next place at 7.7. So number 2 was a 7.7. And I think that was... Oh, shit. Oh, no. So here's the moment you've all been waiting for. You've watched me do this, and you've been like, oh my God, what's he doing? He's an idiot. And or you went, oh my God, what's he doing? He's confirming what I've always said about the things that you chase and the things that are secondary or whatever. E.H. Taylor single barrel, not supposed to be my wife. Hey, cut it out. My wife's texting me from the bedroom. That is not appropriate for a professional. This is not supposed to be my third place, tied for whatever, second to. It's not supposed to be one of the worst bottles in the game. I thought this was one of my top shelfers, so this was number two. So this got an 8.5 on the nose, a 7.5, and I dropped it last time through. It was an 8, so it would have been closer, and it was never great on the finish. E.H. Taylor single barrel. Bleh. What was the other 7.7? Glass 5? Glass 5, Angel's Envy. Ooh. Go back and tell me in the comments. Did I say this earlier? Did I have this nailed? I think I did, but I don't remember. Tell me if I did. So, 7.5 on the nose. I didn't even change any of the scores. 7.5 on the nose, 7.5 on the palate, 8 on the finish, Angel's Envy. It's a 7.7. It's not something to pay a ton of money for. It's good. And this is higher proof, which makes me like it better. That's crazy. What the... I don't even want to ruin it for everybody. I'm going to keep going. 7.7, 7.7, so 8.3. The Remus Bubbles pick. Remus Bubbles pick. Got an 8 on the nose, an 8.5 on the palate, and an 8.5 on the finish for an 8.3. That Remus Bubbles pick... I picked this up only because I couldn't pass it up because it was such a good deal. It was like, started off at, I don't even know, $60, $70, $80, and it was like $20 or $30. And they had it marked down because no one's buying it. This is MGP, Ross and Squibbs, whatever. And I'm going to give credit where credit is always due. Cam, Drums and Drams. I feel like in his year-end wrap-up, kind of, he was talking about getting more towards store picks, single barrels, and I'm right there with him. I think that's where your value is. If you can find a group, whether it's a channel like this one or his, or it's a store like Bubbles for me, 3 blocks away, and you trust their palate, they're going to pull things out of that distillery that the distillery won't even release. So this is the Remus Bubbles pick, and I feel like they nailed that because that's a top shelfer for me, and it's just something that I got for 20, 30, 40 bucks, whatever. I can't remember what it was, but it was you got to get that. So then my number 6 was always my favorite, 8.5 nose, 9 palate, 8 finish, 8.5, one of the top scores I've ever had, which would be the Barrel 35. For this to get an 8.5 on the nose, a 9 on the palate, an 8 on the finish, an 8.5, if you've only watched a few videos, but if you've watched them, you know I don't give big high scores. This is one of the highest scores I've ever given on anything. Barrel does really good stuff. They've been doing it at a high level for a long time, and I think people take them for granted because they just do it at that high level, and all their bottles look the same, so we don't know what their special stuff is. But I will say that Barrel, I don't think I've ever gone wrong buying a Barrel bottle. And they just knocked out this whole thing. So let me know what you're thinking in the comments. More of this, less of that, whatever you're thinking. I'm excited to be doing this for you guys. And rather than doing it in my kitchen by myself, I'm doing it with you guys now. So if you're getting something out of this, let me know. Love you guys. Be safe. It's cold. It's winter. Take care of yourselves. Bye.